We are up to Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Kuf Amud Aleph. We're up to the middle of the page. We had a machlekes of shliach is Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. If a shliach is like a dayan, or a shliach is like an what do you call it? Is a shliach like a dayan like an almona? And I told you that Tesis here has a problem with Rashi and Pshat. Over here, we're talking about whether the Shalech is like a dying, that whatever he, that what, up to a six is all right. Well, tomorrow, before we learned, $1 off and already gets thrown out. So it's big machlek is in the Shani Mahalan Pshat in the Gemara. Bottom line is that Rabbi Tam learns there's a difference between the shliach before we're talking about the shliach of the shliach and the shliach of, we're talking about the shliach of the dayanim, and the shliach of the dayanim may be more powerful. And that's the question: the dayanim or the shliach? What's his situation? That's how Rabbi Tam learns his whole gemara. Other than the gemara is that we're talking about the same shliach. There's two parts to it: whether the sale is unravels or not, and whether you have to return the money. Before we're talking about returning the money. Here we're talking about whether the sale unravels. The sale does not unravel, but the money has to be returned. Okay, let's continue more about it. Wrote to the Gemara here. Omar Rav Huna, the last narrow line, Rav Huna said, "Barchanina even Sarchanina." Omar Rav Nachman, halacha kedibre chacham. The halacha is like the chachamim that Bebezin makes a mistake of a sixth. Normally, by a person, what happens is that the mekach is kaim. You got to pay back the difference. Here, the mekach is buckled. The sale was buckled. And not like Rav Shimon says, im came makay bezin yofer, that the bezin has extra powers, and the bezin and the sale remains. Frek di gemara, but less late am nach makay bezin yofer doesn't believe in the principle that the bezin has extra powers. But Amr nachman Shmuel, we're going to have gemara kedushin, the whole discussion. How do you know the whole account of shlichas am nachman? This is an Shmuel. Yisayim shebo lachlig benichsevim. You have orphans who want to divide their father's estate. Bezin ma midin lehem apatrufus. Bezin sets up for them an executor. Uboidin lehem chelig yofer, and each executor represents a different child, and each executor looks for the best property for his child. But when these kids grow up, they can still protest and say, we're not happy with this sale. Machlekes Tesis and the Rishonim here, and mainly Kedushin as well. Does Bayer mean through a lottery, a goydel, or Bayer means each that Petrufus works out according to his mind? Some of the Rishonim say, how can you call a goydel a lottery? Bayer, it's a fluke. And the Bayer Tam says, no, Bayer means through a goydel, because goydel, everything that's Gocha Protest, this is how it's supposed to be. So the first opinion says, their kids and now they're old, they want to use their own mind. They don't want to rely on the goyim. That's a pin of one. That's the Shmuel. Rav Nachman did amar higdila en yichel limchis. You know why? Because him came so makay bezin yofer, bezin set up a patrufus to go ahead and divide it. Now you tell me the whole thing is garnished. Yeah. So we see that Nachman clearly does believe in this concept that bezin has extraordinary powers and whatever they say is remains, even if they did something wrong. But I, the kids don't like it. And we say too bad. That's what bezin did. That's what bezin did. Like kasha. We're talking about now Gemara here, but Bezin made a mistake. They overvalued it, undervalued it, a mistake. The Chacham say unravels. Over here it was a mistake. This is what that Petrufus thought. The child is better for the child.
How far do you call it a mistake? More or less than
mistake
a
value. Oh, so up to Shtus, it remains in place, it's like anybody else. If it's a Shtus, everybody, if it's a Shtus, Bezin made a mistake, it unravels. Freddy Gemara, there's no mistake here, but Mayachan, what mean the children, they grow up, they can protest. Why are they protesting if there's no mistakes? The ruches, what do you mean by ruches? They don't like the side, the angle you put, gave me in the north. I'd rather have them in the east or the west because I have other properties there. So it's not a mistake in what you did, but personally, subjectively, I'd like it better somewhere else. So therefore, they can protest. Rashi, Bezin Matin Lamatur, top line, Lecholech, Lechem, Nechem, Everyone, the children, Lechem, Call Apatur, Lechem, Tish, Rabbi's kid, Eid, Loi, Tolam, Yimcha, Wabi, they must protest, Beruchas, Toivli, Little, Chelki, Bemizach, I'd rather have the East, Yeshli, Etzla, Soda, have another field, Shenofli, Lee, that fell to me, Mibes, Avi'imi, from my mother's side, you know, for somebody else, my Zayd, and therefore, I would like this field next to his own mistake here, but for me, personally, be better there. Says, Maravaita, Ki, Osa, Ravdimi, Ravdimi came from Etzisrael, Omar, he said, Maisa, there was a story actually, but also, Rebbe, Kid, Vacham, a similar story, Rebbe, Pasal, Vacham, in the world, that Bezin made a mistake in their evaluation, hoping unravels. Omar, Lefona, as I said before, in Porto, Benoi, the son of Rabbeloza, Ben Porto, the son of Rabbeloza, who was the son of Ben Porto, who was Ben Benoi, Shara Porto, Godel, there were a lot of Portos in the family. That he was the grandson of Porto, Godel. So Porta, no, his great-grandfather Porta was Porta HaGadol, his grandfather was Porta, and he was Porta. And he said to Rebbe, you just passed on Chamda, wow, that Bezin made a mistake, and it unravels. Him came out, Bezin, you have to worry about the Svoda, that Bezin has extra powers. The Hech is a Rebbe, it's a Maisa. And Rebbe then changed his mind, yeah. So we see that the halacha is go like Rav Shimon, not like the Chum. Rav Dimi Mazda, Rav Dimi learned this way. Rav Safra, this is how Rav Dimi told the story. Rav Safra told a similar story about Rebbe. He told it slightly differently. Masni Hachi Maisa, this is what happened. Ubikesh Rebbe Lasas Kedivicham. Not that he actually paskened, he was thinking in his mind, he was inclined to rule like a Chamin that Bezim made a mistake. Amalafanav, and he was debating with his Tamidim. So he said before, in part to Benoy Shabalozab, in part to Ben Benoy Shabarta Godul, Im Kedu So, Makai Bezim Yafa. Loy Osa Rebbe is a Maisa. Rebbe did not perceive the Maisa. What's the difference? Whether it happened or whether it was about to happen. What's the machlekes? Lema, bahok, I'll tell you, let's like rest for a minute. I'll tell you a very interesting thing what the machlekes is. You know what the machlekes is? If we can have Morris and Hedrin, and we already have mentioned before, if a Tarbut Var Mishnah, if somebody made a mistake in a psak against a clear Mishnah, it's not much of a psak. Can the guy who made the psak himself not go to another appeal, but can he himself overturn his own psak and start again? So about Tarbut Var Mishnah Chayzin, that's the first version, even though Rebbe already ruled, he realized he made a mistake against the Mishnah. Now, why this is called Dovra Mishnah, I'm not sure, because it's a das yochid against the rabbim. The Chachamim say that this is the halacha, that Bezin's rules remains. It's Rav Shimon who says that that Bezin made a mistake. The Chachamim say it's a mistake, and therefore it unravels. Rav Shimon says, Im kei makoy Bezin yofer. To rule like the Chachamim is a Tobit Mishnah. Very hard to understand what the Gemara is saying here. But anyway, the other opinion says, Einu Chayzer. No, if you, once you've ruled, even though he's against the Persian mission, you can't change your mind. So therefore, this story must have happened that it didn't happen yet. That's a machlek. Rashi, Vehechzi, Rabbi Zamaisa, they need to be Einu, where you pit him, Dham Hogg, good reason, Masha Shinim, Mr. Seinu, he came out, Kerbez, and Yoffer. Lema, Bahokim, Livir, Abdimi, Rab Safi, no, they're arguing, Abdimi, so Dayin, Hatoy, with Rami Shemin, was against the Mishnah, also the Mishnah, Chayzer can change his mind. Veloy Amrin and Masha, also if the Dayin Paskin, Fafal, Vishalom, Abbas, and now he has to pay, reimburse the person that he erred against. Elabit, Toy, Vishiko, that's only if he made a mistake in weighing up things. Yeah, but Rabbi v'yochel och gerabbi. So you want to pass like yochel? That itself is a chiddush. How can you call that Torah of a Mishnah? Yeah, like every machlekes. It's one of the machlekes of Rabbi v'yochel, and you want to, and you decide to pass like the yochel. If you pass like the Rabbi, it's a Torah of a Mishnah. So the Mishnah is you tell you against something that everybody knows because it's obvious. Yeah, but no one touched him. Besides this Gemara here, that's the first time we saw such a touch. First of all, Gemara a minute ago said halakha chacham. Over and back halakha chacham. Clear. Now we're bringing a story. Yeah, but Abnachman himself passed halakha chacham. We have a general rule: Rabbim v'yachid, yachid v'rabim halakha rabim. So. It's bad enough for everyone to pass Rav Shimon, but to call it a Tobit Vamishnah. I don't know. I don't know. It's a Mishnah. Obviously, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Harei, Nosan, Tamil, Zvar. He just said what you said, but it's hard to understand what it means. Rav Shimon gave a reason, so. But that loch is not like any of Rav Safra. Rashi seems to live what you're saying. The fact that Rav Shimon gave a reason, and if the reason makes sense, it's a Tobit Vamishnah if you don't follow him. So how long will Rav Nachman pass like Rav Shimon? Anyway, I don't know. Tell you more about it. Sorry?
That's what they're trying to say, because I was, they're not just making, they're just stating a statement that he's giving a reason for his statement. That's what Rashi, I think, wants to indicate, that that has some sort of a stronger force.
But maybe it's not his, he's not a Rabbi Shimon saying it, it's the Mishnah of
he brings here Rashi on the side of the head, and Rashi says, "She mishnah mufureshes she torba she teusei motzi bedvar hamishnah." The fact that, like you said, the fact that it's mentioned in Mishnah is called a torba mishnah. It's hard to get the head around it. Hard to get the head around it when the halacha is like a chum anyway. Okay, anyway, let's go back to. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, an interesting question. Amalta de Zavina, the Almana who acts as a shliach, went ahead and sold the property. The question is, whose shliach is he? is she a shliach of the Yesaimim or a shliach of the Bezdin? My nafkimina, when if a lender comes to the purchaser and takes the property away, the purchaser then goes back and wants to get reimbursed, who does the purchaser go back to? To the Yesaimim, to the Bezdin, who does he go back to? Says Rabbi Yosef, Armalto desvina from Amona sold it. Achrayis ayasme. The achrayis is goes to the same because she acts on behalf of the same. Who bezdin the zavin? If a bezdin sells, achrayis ayasme. If a bezdin went in and sold the property, and then the lekech lost the property, it doesn't go back to the bezdin who sold the property. It goes back to the same as well. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously, whose field is it? Even the Bezin, they're only acting on behalf of the Yesaimim. So obviously, the Yesaimim is the owner of the field, and their lender took Kufil and Lekech, go back to the Yesaimim. What's this Chiddush here? Says Gemara, you're right. Almana lo yitzchle, we don't need a teacher regarding Almana, ki yitzchle beidino. We need a teacher regarding a Bezin. Rashi, Akra Yusai Yasmi, im nintaz od exul stolen, im shabed is lachar or in dead, somebody else would talk from the game, take a rabbi, choy, voy, choy, to the kelly, say, go back to the same, shah, mona, shle, shay, moy, shah, mona, shle, shay, say, mim, chay, bay, din, is of, in, so, di, say, mil, moz, and isha, if a bezin sold the field of Yisaimim for food for a woman, ba, bonus, akra Yusai Yasmi, the akra Yusai Yasmi, says the Gemara. No, where the Chiddush is. No, they go to Yisayim and take all the property to replace it.
Because the Yisayim are the one responsible to feed the woman with the children, in order to fulfill their obligation.
Yeah. So, by Bezin is a Chiddush. I would have thought, cold is of in Mibedin, a dite the Mephile Kalahud is of him. In other words, usually when a Bezin, we'll see them later, when a Bezin sells something, they make an auction. And the buyer thinks, since it was an auction for 30 days, we'll see later, or 60 days, machlekes, if there were any debtors out there, any creditors, anybody out there who's owed creditors, who's owed money, they would have come over and said, hey, what are you selling a property for? We have a lien on it. Because nobody came forward, nobody stepped forward, said, there are no creditors. So he went there thinking that that's it. And in a way, the Bezdin cheated him. So maybe, that's it. He can go back to the same commercial, and he still can. Rashi. There was anybody who had any claims, they would have come out and would have complained. Therefore, as if he bought it without any, maybe we can argue that the same has said, look, we sold you without any responsibility. That no, even in this case, when a person stands, buys a field, he buys a responsibility. Anyhow, says Mishnah Baita, Rashbag said that him came out Koy Bezin Yofa. So what? We tolerate a mistake. Now, what kind of mistake do we tolerate? How much? The Mishnah talks about a sixth. What about if you it was a third more than the real value? According to Rashi Mingle, do we still say im ken ma koy? How far do we go? Says Imana Kama, how far do we go? Remember Yehuda, Remember Shesh, Ad Palga until half. And this is the basis for the Rashi who lives in Bab Metzia and Kedushin that I know when we say Eino Nola Kakoy, it means only up to half. Because Rabbi Bezin here, we say there's no I know, and yet up to half. Beyond more than if you go double the price, it's over. Tanya number hachir, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Bezin Shemoch, Rabbi Shmuel Masayim, if you sold it 200 for 400, Rabbi Shmuel Masayim, Mochin Kaim, it's a good mechida. Rashi, bechoyzim enayim nimash also. They don't say what's done. V'yishalom the base has to reimburse. The hachir, the whole deal falls off.
So Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel is cholik on the.
Yeah.
He says it's not palgut. It's their price is finished.
No, the Chacham say that we allow up to six unravels. The Shmuel says up to double the price. Double the price. That's when the whole thing unravels. Sold without any public auction. Nasu Kimisha told by Mishnah, it's as if they made a mistake in halacha v'chayzin, and the whole deal falls off. We don't say Bezin, you made. Sometimes we say Bezin, you made a mistake, like Shikul Hadas. If you make a mistake in Shikul Hadas, Bezin was wrong, but there was a possible mistake, plausible. We say the Bezin has to reimburse the victim, but the psak remains. If the Torah by Mishnah, we say the whole psak falls away. This is considered a Torah by Mishnah. Everyone knows that the Bezin has to make a public auction. If they forgot to make an auction, the whole deal, the whole sale unravels. The Chayzim, we redo it again. Freddy Gimor, Rashi v'chayzim, we don't say Masha also the din remains, v'shalom, the base has to reimburse them. Allah does be, the whole deal falls away. Says Gimor, Nasu, what do you mean? It's as if. You said we make believe that they made a mistake in the Mishnah. They did make a mistake in the Mishnah. It's a fashion Mishnah. Nan. We learned in the Mishnah. Shum ha Yisayim, when Bezin wants to assess a property on behalf of Yisayim, Shloishim Yayim. You have to pay a public auction for 30 days. Shum ha Hegdish, if Bezin is making something for Hegdish, Shishim Yayim, it's for 60 days. every day, morning and night, they make a public announcement. So some fez mishnah. So what do you tell me if Bezin forgot to make an auction? It's as if they made a mistake against the mishnah. It's a clear mishnah. It's not as if they made a mistake. They did make a mistake. Rashi Nasa beat me. Havadet obed ramishta shav mishta. They definitely made a mistake. Shuma hegdish gizbar amiri karkish. If you're selling proper hegdish, you need 60 days. Moishchim imeachrozo. That's how long we have the auction for, 60 days. When do we need to make public auction? Shliach. Only the shliach is doing it. He has to make a public auction. Our bezin is so powerful that they don't need to make public auctions. They can do whatever they want. Commercial. And that even a bezin. The mission here is not talking about clearly. In this mission, Erchin, it's not talking about a bezin. It says Shuma Yisaimim when you sell a property. It's maybe talking about the shliach of a bezin. How do you know the bezin itself? That's why it's nasu. It's only as if they made a mistake against the mishnah because they should also have made a public auction. So you are Meima say that if a bezin sold without an auction, it's a mistake. It says Shum Hadayonim, if bezin sold the property, it says in our mishnah clearly, if made a mistake by a sixth or more than a sixth, is machron bottle, the mechid is bottle, is mashma hashava b'shava, but had it been the right price, machron kaim, the mechid remains, right? Less than the sixth overvalued, undervalued, the mechid remains. Now, lechayda must be talking about there's no auction, because one of the mishnah concluded there was an auction. Then whatever price they got, that's the price. If you made a public auction and that's what people value the property, that's the best valuation you can get. So when the mishnah says if you made a mistake, it's talking about there's no auction. So how did bezin sell without an auction? So mefarish mishnah by us is that bezin sold without an auction. It's a valid sale. If the mistake is less than a sixth, the sale remains. Freddy Gemara, my lab, the leachah, there's no auction. You see the sale remains. No, but the achah, so there was an auction. That's why the sale remains, because there was an auction. No, Freddy Gemara, how can that be? Hamid the safe. For the very end of the mishnah talks about achah, there's an auction, and it says that what? No matter what price, the auction remains, the sale remains. Havi reisha must be the reisha, but leachah, there was no auction. That's why the sale falls apart. The Tony safe says the safe him also he get his bekaidus. If they made this letter of investigation, which is an auction, which is called an egezigaidus, I feel a mocher shovim mondem masayim, even though it was undervalued by 100%, I shovim masayim mondem mocher on kayim. If that's what the public is prepared to pay, that's the public prepared to pay, and that's the true evaluation. There was no auction. You're right. If Bezin makes an auction, the deal remains. Our mishnah has no auction, so there's nowhere do we say that there's a problem if there's no auction. Bezin needs an auction. Our mishnah says, if there's no auction here, how can we say if less than a sixth the deal remains? The whole deal should fall apart because there's no auction. Lekasha, kam bedvarim shemachrizin alein, kam bedvarim she'ein machrizin alein. Not everything requires an auction. Property needs an auction. Other things don't need an auction. And those things that don't need an auction, that's what our mishnah is talking about. So up to six, because it's so common. Why is it by a normal person we say pachas mishtus less than a six, the deal remains and you don't have to reimburse them? Because people are meichel. Why people meichel? Because everyone knows you can't ever get the valuation exact. You know, people know up to six, you know, people prices fluctuate. So therefore, because davar rogel, I'm meichel. A sixth already is a bit much. I'm not meichel, and therefore we say you have to reimburse me the money. So by bezin, the same thing. Less than a sixth, like nothing happened. There's no mistake here. But those things that require an auction, like property, if bezin did not use the auction method, the sale falls apart.
Is it Dov Shem Achrizim, does that mean that it requires an auction, or it means that you have to publicize the auction?
It requires an auction. I'll see you in a minute. The Eilehin Vodim Shem Achrizim, these are things that we don't announce. Alein Vodim, if you're about to sell servants, or Metaltin, if it's on sale, or Metaltin, portable objects, Vashtar, Vashtar, we'll see you in a minute. Why not? Why we don't put in public auction? Avodim time of Masha Mishra Virgo. If you can make announcements, the Evid himself will hear about it and he'll flee. Oh, they want to put me in the market? I'm getting out of here. So therefore, we don't publicize it. Then we just say it's on sale quietly. Metaltlin v'shtores shema yignevu. If people know, if what happens? If it's metaltlin v'shtores, people come to look, right? When you have an auction, everyone comes to see the jewelry, all these public auctions. And how do you know somebody's not going to slip it under the jacket? The shtar, it's such a small piece of paper or parchment. They'll slip it and walk away. So we don't want to, but we don't have an auction. We'll have it on sale, private sale, and a person comes in individually. Rashi. Shema yignevu kishen esofi l'raisin l'kaisim. They're coming to look at it to take it. Another answer is can b'shar shemachrizin. They don't announce it all the time. Sometimes they have the time. You have the 30 days or the 60 days. tax to make the public auctions, then fine. Sometimes it's, you're so hard pressed urgently you need to turn it into money, you just sell it straight away, whoever comes first. So become Bishosha Machizin Taka Bezin has to make an auction. And then it's a mistake if they don't. I'm just talking about Bishosha Ain Machizin. When don't you dominate? Like I said, Lakaga, if you need the money urgently to pay your taxes, which you have to pay straight away, or Limazina, if you need the money urgently to pay for your mezainas, for the food for your wife, or Likvuri, you need the money urgently to bury your wife. In these cases, you don't have 30 days up your sleeve. You need to sell straight away without any public auction. Whoever comes first gives you a sale price, that's it. You set an amount, and that's it. Rashi, the Shosha Machizim, Rashi, Shosha, Panala Hamti, so they don't have time measure. You may have rose 30 days, you're going to cargo, tax the Mazan Likvuri, the cargo, the Furrah, the Kessel, go to pay the head tax. How you say me for the same meme? Or that's one answer. But the answer is the Mokim Khan, the Mokim Shemachizim, here's in the place.
Very good.
Very good.
On the ball this morning.
Here is talking about a place where they make announcements, and here's talking about a place where they don't make announcements. What do you mean? Very interesting. In Melbourne, all the properties are sold via auction. In Sydney, there are no auctions. What's the difference? Especially mortgagee auctions, if we don't like doing mortgagee auctions. What's going on here? So very interesting here. In Babel itself, some places had auctions, like we're learning tonight, but some places in the Doi refused to have auctions. Why not? Interesting thing here. But Oilam le osu igeres bekeidus bin ha-Doi. The Nadoi, they refuse to allow any auctions, especially Bezdin auctions, public auctions. You know why? Sovamina, people look down, they frown upon, if a person buys a property in a public auction, people look at you and say, what a chutzpah, the guy never lost his house because he has debts to pay, whatever it is, and you bought it on the cheap. You're profiteering, exactly, on somebody else's loss. So people have kindness to you. What do you need it for? Especially a mortgagee's auction. What do you want it for? Should it be key, what is it? So first thing, Mara thought the reason should be key, they know the valuation. Why do you need an auction to set a price? We know the price. On the bottom, even know the they used to call the people, the successful bidders, these people are despicable. They take advantage or exploit other people's losses. Rashi. Usually you sell it to somebody, he's hard pressed for money. The lender is pressing the same, I want my money. Or they're pressing the borrower, we want our money, and therefore the property is sold at a price, sometimes a ridiculous price. Usually the buyer ends up buying cheaper. These people who are buyers are cursed. The coding land, they call them they're profiteers. Opportunists.
It's interesting because our take on an auction is it's the best price you can achieve for the seller.
Not if it's a mortgagee auction. We're talking like a mortgagee, a business, a mortgagee auction. I'm going to be much more. In this neighborhood, there's a mortgagee auction. A lot of people don't like to go there because, you know, especially if you know the owner of the house.
Even metaltlin, you assess them.
Depends how you look at it.
But let's say they need to hit a certain amount.
If the reserve, sometimes there's no reserve. Mortgage auction has no reserve. Whatever you get, if no reserve, if you end up paying more than the market value is one thing, so you're helping the guy out. But if you're paying substantially less than market value, and people have kindness to you. If you wouldn't have bought it, somebody else would have bought it.
Most of us do sign the
anyway, it's a tough one. If a person dies, leaves by metalclin, and you assess them, you sell them straight away. You don't wait a while. Right after the father dies, you sell them. You sell them straight away. You sell them in the market days. Certain days of market days, that's the best. That's when you get the best price because the most kainim are around when there's market day. So one guy says right after the father dies, the one says wait till the market day. The market day is pretty close, another week or two, wait till the market day. The market day is 5 months away, then you don't wait till the market day. Rav Kahana Havi Biyadi Shikra, he had in hand beard, Rav Mishashi Bachu Koi, Rav Mishashi. He waited until Yomtiv, which is quite a distance. Why did he wait till Yomtiv? Meanwhile, this beer is going off. Even though it's starting to go off a little bit, the kind of money interesting. Not that I'll get better money. Not that I'll get more. No, no, no. The kind coins itself are worth money. Exactly. The currency there, there's so many other coins in there, you'll get better coins that are easier to spend. Ravina, Ravina, have be yada. He had chamra, he had wine. Ravina, zute, yasme barachte. He had wine from him, from Ravina, the yisaimim of his. Sorry?
Ravina Jr.
Yeah. Barachte, the son of his nephew. Have lidide nami chamra. He happened to have his own wine as well to sell. Have kamasi, the sikh. He took the wine, instead of selling it locally, he took the wine to some other place called sikh. Also, the Kamar Ravashi came for Ravashi. Can I take my nephew's wine with me instead of selling it straight away? You just said that the mentality sells straight away. I'm going to take it with me. It'll be a while before I sell it. If you're prepared to take your own wine there, because obviously you're convinced you'll get a better price over there, then all we need to do is the best for your saving. And the best thing is you put your money in your mouth. If your own wine, you're not going to sell straight away. You're going to bring it there. And there's nothing wrong with taking the Yisraelim's wine with you, because you mean his best. Mishnah. Hamam Enes, a woman who at the age of 12 walks out on her husband, or Hashniya, someone that is Asamid Rabbanon. Now, when someone's Asamid Rabbanon, we're convinced that she seduces that person to marry. Grandmother seduces the grandson to marry him. Why? Because she knows that if they get married, their children are not possible. If the children are not possible, the only concern that she has is, what is the status of my kids? The father has no interest in the status of the kids, doesn't care. It's the mother who has an interest in the status of her kids. But if she knows, if she commits an aveda, there's nothing wrong, nothing will happen to her kids, they can still marry anybody they want, then she's happy to be the seductress. So Hashnia, we want to punish her. The island is a woman that's barren, and you made a mekartaz. The din is, Ain lehen ksuva. None of them are entitled to ksuva. The mamana, because she walked out on your wine, what should she get a ksuva? Shnia, because we want to penalize her. She's the seductress, so we want to penalize her for seducing you to marry her, because she knows that her children are right, so she's the one who's out there, so we want to punish her. She has no ksuva. And the island is the whole thing to make a toss. And so too, v'leit paydus. There's no paydus. Paydus means over here. Rashi learned the first part is din paydus. When the din paydus is an exchange of the paydus that the husband gets, he has to redeem her if she gets kidnapped. If she's taken captive, he has to redeem her. Over here, the person, again, we penalize, he doesn't have to pay the ransom to take her out. Because it's like the ksuvah. No ksuvah, it's not tonight. It's called tonight ksuvah. No ksuvah, not tonight ksuvah. Yeah. The other pshat on Rashi is that if he ate and he paid the nixei lug, and when she leaves him, he doesn't have to reimburse and pay it back. Then vaitev loy mezaynis, nor does he have to pay mezaynis. But not talking about while they're living. Of course, I'm enes. Cause man, you're married. Of course, you have to pay. You have to pay for her food. Talking about if you went overseas and she went and borrowed. We'll see in the article later on what happens. She went and borrowed without your consent. You don't have if an ordinary woman, you have to take care of her. But if she's your mamenes, you don't take care of her, even though she ate it while you were married. But now that she walked out and she borrowed without asking you, you don't have to reimburse her. You don't have to curry her favor. She walked out on you, the chutzpah. Nor if she brought in clothing to him for wear, now it's all rotted away. He doesn't have to reimburse her by the case of mamenes or shnir islands. But if it comes to an eyeless, if he knew he's marrying an eyeless, then of course he has to look stupid. Then you knew. There's no mekatas anymore. Then you have to reimburse everything that we just said. An almona lekoyin gadol, a widow to koyin gadol with his naveda. There, we believe that you know who seduced who? The koyin gadol seduced the almona. Because almona is not interested in marrying koyin gadol because she knows her kids now are halalim. She is more worried. It's very interesting here, the psyche that the Gemara feels, that a woman is more worried if her children can't perform as a kohen than the kohen. Kohen doesn't care. He's a kohen. What does he care about his kids? It's the almana who's always worried about the ruchnis of her kids. Isha that cares about. She's worried about not only the gat, but the ruchnis of her kids. So almana, the kohen gadol, it's him. So why should we help him out and say, don't pay her? We're going to make him pay. Gerusha, or a divorcee, a chalutza kohen hedyot. Again, we're worried that it's him who's chasing her, or a mamzeres in the city Yisrael, or Yisrael marrying a mamzeres, it's him who's chasing her. Bas Yisrael in the city of mamzer. Yes, there are all these cases that have a ksuv. The second line, wide line in Rashi. I don't have time to know the Rashi, but second wide line. Amon kohen gadol. Why over there is she entitled to ksuv? You would think, madach, where it's asa the rabbanon. She forfeits a ksuv in the case of a shniya. Shouldn't she lose a ksuv in the case of amon? Says Rashi. Yes, look ksuv. You know why? Because he psula v'vlad apostle aydein asoyin. Because what happens is not only she becomes apostle, she can't marry a kohen again, but her kids become apostle. Lefichach eina margil toy. She won't seduce him. Elohu margila. He seduces her, umishadla, and he convinces her to marry him. Therefore, we can counsel him to give a ksuba. Says Gemara, Rav, Tony, Rav learns, Tana, Yoitza, Beget, what about if you gave this 11-year-old girl, instead of waiting for her to walk out, you gave her a get? Ain lo ksuba. She's not entitled to a ksuba.
Even though he's sending her out.
Yeah, as we'll see in a minute, yeah. The chosh came my menace. Because he holds that since the marriage until 12 years old, we had a machlekes, is the pshat.
House, right?
You know, yeah, but we had a machlekes. If they're married, give her a get. What's pshat? A get. Is the pshat in this case, yeah, there was a marriage and you need to get rid of one. We say it's just no different than a mafuta balma, you seduced her. It's no different than she walks out or you gave her a get. It's the same thing, they were never married. So Rav holds, they are considered married. Yoitze beget ain lo ksuva, has no ksuva. Choshka menes. Shmuel tani, mam enning ksuva. Yoitze beget yik ksuva. Sorry. Shmuel holds. Rav holds there's no marriage. Shmuel holds there was a marriage. Rashi, Rav Tonik Tana, we get ain luksuva. So he holds ain luksuva. Elo kibud rama. He holds there's no such thing as luksuva. Even if you give her a get, nothing happened. Therefore, there's no ksuva. But Shmuel says no. If you give her a get, she's married to you, and therefore you have to give her ksuva. So the Gemara, but oz the Shmuel the time Shmuel is consistent. Nama Shmuel said mam enes ain luksuva. Mam enes is not entitled to ksuva. But Yoitze beget yesh luksuva because they're considered married. As a result, I have a few other differences. Mam enes, amam enes, loy posim anachin. After she walks out on Shimon, she can marry Levi because she was never married to Shimon in the first place. Or beloy posim minakuna, nor she's no problem her getting married to a kohen tomorrow because she's never married. However, Yoitze beget, if she leaves with a get, even though the get is a rabbanon, posim anachin, she can no longer marry Shimon, her husband's brother, because rabbanon, she was married to him. Nor possibly could not she marry a kohen because as if she was married. Rashi, the possible achish she muteres lekrave of kanusa, she's permitted like a rape. Come footed that now no she's married because they were married. The possible kohen she grusha you don't treat like a divorcee. She ain't elu gated. She is not divorced. Ella akidas nesuim hadishaini. Rav says the get is as if she never was married in the first place. Amar ef she bekidusha imi. I don't like my mother's choice. My manager lamed. Okay, fighting mother. Says mother, I don't understand. So more differences. Yoitze beget. Sorry, my men is ain not tzicha lahamtin chodashim. We know that a woman who's divorced has to wait 3 months, or an amana, because maybe she's been pregnant with the first husband. But if she's a ktana, technically you don't have to wait at all because we know she couldn't get impregnated. But the rabbana said like plug says the gemara a mamenes. But if she's a mamenes, it's not a question of a plug. You don't have to wait 3 months because she's different than an ordinary woman. You don't have to wait 3 months. Or be yoitze beget says the gemara. If she goes out with a get, then we treat her like any other divorced woman. Tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. Rashi.
What's the slog of like plug? Just that it shouldn't make differences
of all women. Of all women, not of Mamenis. Mamenis is not like plug because she's not never married in the first place.
Different circumstance.
Yeah. Rashi. Mamenis, Lamdish Lakhadoshim, La'acha Mi'una, after she walks out, the Akatinu Linasuyin, she completely removed the Nasuyin, the Aina Bechal Shah to Kondis. She's not including the Kondis, Chachamim, the Chol Shah, any other marriage, Tichel Lamdin, Achit Yazan Balein, Shlakhadoshim. Yeah, it's Yaitse beget tichlamti, but get you do. I forgot the lekla svuke ktana muberes. Even though we know that ktana has no children, the chilku chachami betakanosim, so it made no difference whatsoever. Talking about Vayte, my kamasha. What are you teaching you? Tanina, didn't we learn kulu? We learned all these things. Vayishem Mishnah. Hamam enes beish. If a woman walks out on a man, who muta bekreva say he's allowed to marry all of her sisters. He muteres bekreva. She's allowed to marry her brother because they're not married. Will a poslim in akuna and doesn't pass in akuna because he's not married. What about Nosan Laget, if he gave her a get? Who also be crave is he's not going to marry her brother, he has a big crave of. U poslim in akuna. So, first of all, we have it's a raya to Rav. It's a raya to Shmuel. And also, what do you need Shmuel for once a fresh Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tzricha lahamtin gimel chadashim itzichalei deleitanan. You know what Shmuel's chiddush over the Brice is? The last case that Shmuel said, whether you have to wait 3 months. The Brice just talks about you're not allowed to marry your relatives because if you were married, you divorce. But you don't have to, according to the Brice, maybe you have to wait 3 months. You don't have to wait because you couldn't have any children. Comes along, Shmuel says, no, that if you had a get, you need to wait 3 months, even though we know nothing happens, impossible. Loi plug. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. I have a kasha and Rav Hakarav. I will see it in tomorrow's Gemara. Is it Rashi? No Rashi. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah. Yeah.